Hey folks, welcome to the Great Conversation Podcast. I'm your host, Calvin Smith, and this is where we discuss five big topics: the gospel, relevance, evangelism, apologetics, and training for Christians, all in relation to the truth of God's word in Genesis as the seedbed of all Christian doctrines. And what we're going to be covering again today is how pop culture, fantasy, science fiction in particular, helped shape the worldview in the West. And this episode is specifically going to cover the Star Wars franchise, even though it's been done to death by many other people that could probably do it way better than me. This will definitely be a shorter episode today because, I mean, what more is there to say? Star Wars has been scrutinized, canonized, criticized, and glorified for so many years now. We all know it was a complete game changer. So the best thing I can do here today is probably just explain my own personal Star Wars experience, make a few observations and comments, and see if you can relate to it somehow. You see, my introduction to anything Star Wars related was hearing one of my older brothers yelling, wake up, you've got to see this movie at me. He startled me out of one of the deepest sleeps because, you know, well, my bleary eyes kind of slid open to see this really intensely excited face, not 10 inches from mine. And he was pulling me off the bed by the lapel of my pajamas. And he just kept imploring me, you got to, you know, put on some clothes. We got to go to the local theater and see some space movie. Now, I just arrived back in Canada. So I was living overseas. So after this transatlantic flight the day before, arriving in the early morning, the last thing I wanted to do was get out of bed. But I'd never seen my brother this excited about anything in my life. And of course, having spent the last 6 months living on the Greek island of Cyprus at the time, there was no internet, no VCRs, DVD players, or streaming services of any kind. I had zero knowledge of this phenomenon called Star Wars that had been sweeping North America and, of course, eventually the world. Anyway, after some more convincing, a short car drive downtown in North Bay, and grabbing a seat, grabbing a box of popcorn in my lap, I sat back and waited for the movie to start, of course. And what I witnessed during the next 121 minutes absolutely blew my mind. And of course, like many others, you know, it brought me back to visit that, revisit it many, many times since then. So, as I mentioned earlier, I suppose the most original thing I could say is how it affected me personally at the time. And in terms of worldview impact, I guess the three biggest concepts that Star Wars conveyed to me was the normalization of the idea that there was some kind of impersonal, amorphous spiritual force that people could somehow tap into, very Eastern in its depiction, that there was supposedly definable good and evil in the world or the universe, and that there was definitely aliens out there somewhere. So understand, like the majority of children in Canada, I didn't come from a Christian home, didn't go to church, never read the Bible. You know, I was educated in state-run schools. I was firmly in the evolutionary camp by the time I was, you know, I saw Star Wars at age 11, and I could cite the common naturalistic arguments and jargon to anyone willing to listen. I understood that the implications of the story of evolution meant that God either wasn't a, you know, requirement for life, whether in the physical or metaphysical sense. So Star Wars kind of fit well into my worldview frame immediately upon seeing it. And what I realize now, of course, is that layered beneath the incredibly attractive entertainment value of this action-adventure spectacle, deep down, there were some themes that Star Wars definitely appealed to in my sin nature and false worldview. And although resistant to God, I was not opposed to the idea that there was perhaps some kind of mystical force within me that I could perhaps harness should I be worthy or clever enough to master it. And the concept of alien life seemed, well, it was a given to me, seeing as how I believed in evolutionary stories and understandings. Now, because Canada wasn't as far down the post-Christian path it is now, I was still raised agreeable to the concept of absolute right and wrong. And I didn't recognize that within an evolutionary framework, absolute morality is impossible. Apparently, I wasn't the only one who shared this attraction, as although not an official religion, Jediism has become a popular choice for millions of people around the world when asked to identify their religious persuasion. Now, the Jedi census phenomena garnered news attention around 2001 when residents of a number of English-speaking countries recorded their religion as Jedi or Jedi Knight based on the kind of semi-spiritual order of Jedi Knights in the Star Wars universe on the national census. Now, interestingly, the Wikipedia entry on Jediism states this, quote, "Although followers of Jediism acknowledge the influence of Star Wars on their religion, by following the moral and spiritual codes demonstrated by the fictional Jedi, they also insist their path is different from that of the fictional characters and that Jediism does not focus on the myth and fiction found in Star Wars. While there is some variation in teaching, the Jedi of the Temple of the Jedi Order follow the 16 teachings based on the presentation of the fictional Jedi, such as Jedi are mindful of the negative emotions which lead to the dark side, and Jedi are guardians of peace and justice." Now, I would say that most people identifying this way are probably doing so kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it likely highlights the increasingly numbers of people in Western countries who have abandoned Christianity rather than truly embrace serious religious practices. So looking back at the then and now, I can honestly say that the glow of Star Wars is seriously diminished since my introduction to it in 1977, largely due to me coming to saving faith in Jesus Christ and gaining a biblical understanding of the world, but also seeing its creator, George Lucas, seemingly increase his embracing of naturalism and its resulting moral and ethical dilemmas. You know, whereas in the original trilogy, the Force was represented as a spiritual entity and the demarcation between good and evil was literally represented by a bad guy dressing in black and the good guy in white. The next round of sequels parted ways with these ideas very sharply. Here we saw the Force kind of repackaged in a more scientific understanding, and the Jedi is more dubious in their ethical stance. As one successful pop culture website article explained, quote, "One small detail we know about the story of the later Lucas trilogy is that it would have focused on diving into the microbiotic world, where viewers would learn more about the Force and the way it works. Lucas planned to dig deeper into the science of midichlorians, the biological explanation for the Force that was first mentioned and contended with by fans in The Phantom Menace." I also distinctly remember a specific comment from Obi-Wan Kenobi, who's kind of personified as good in the first Star Wars movie in these priestly white robes, etc. In the final battle against the evil Anakin Skywalker, soon to be Darth Vader, in the third sequel movie. And it's something that stuck out like a sore thumb to me. It was the final disconnect from the franchise for me. Anakin, now converted to the dark side, mimics Jesus' comment in Matthew 12:30, whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters, when he says, if you're not with me, then you're my enemy. And to this, Obi-Wan, supposedly representing the forces of good, replies, only a Sith Lord, a Dark Lord, deals in absolutes. Of course, there can be no true right or wrong without moral absolutes, kind of destroying the whole concept of the Jedi standing for good within the entire mythos. So, as I pondered the good and the bad of my own personal experience with the monolithic entertainment brand that is Star Wars, as with all things, I simply apply the old adage, eat the meat, spit out the bones. Or as the scriptures say, truthfully and far more eloquently, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. That's Philippians 4, verse 8. Well, if you're appreciating this content, please visit the answersingenesis.ca website and consider donating to the ministry. And of course, whatever platform you're accessing this on, it most likely has some combination of features that allow you to subscribe or like or share, perhaps do a review, hit that like button, as I always say. And we'd really appreciate you taking the time to do that, because it's probably the number one thing that you could do to help us continue to do outreach. So until next time, I'm Cal Smith. Blessings to you and yours.